My Mac Podcast 997. Finally, some intelligence.
You're listening to the G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast.
And welcome, everyone, to the MyMac.com podcast. Finally, some intelligence. No. Not from the MyMac crew, but in the upcoming point release of Mac OS 15, which is going to be 15.2 Tall Trees. Sorry, Sequoia. Most of these are already out in iOS, which tells you a lot about Apple's priorities these days. Also, just to put this to bed, the final score of the first, wait, hold on, I'm not quite ready, almost there, what are the odds, was Gaz 100 plus 100, Guy minus 270. So it was, you know, it was close. Gaz.
So really, when you think about it, plus 100 means I didn't get that many right. But you got even more wrong.
I got so many, so many wrong, so very wrong. And before we go too much further, a mea culpa on my part. Some of you, if you downloaded the show early enough, may have gotten a slightly different version of the My Mac podcast than what others got.
And sorry,
that was because I tried something different last week. And, you know, Gaz knows when Guy does something different, things go horribly, horribly wrong. So what happened was normally when I record the show, just before we actually start and one of us does the intro, I stop the audio recording, I save it, and then I restart it again. I didn't do that last week. So as I was editing the show, I'm so used to it, I didn't even listen to the beginning part of the show, and I just started editing from there. And I did the entire show, I did all the after show, I, you know, uploaded it, let Tim know that it was available, and it got uploaded. Within 30 minutes of it going live, I get a text from Carl Madden, going, actually, I'm going to go right to the text and see what that says. Because it was, let's see. It said, where is it? Oh, he writes, I think you uploaded the wrong audio file. And it was like 4 minutes of unedited after
trash.
Show.
Trash.
And it wasn't that it was trash. It was funny.
Well, some of it.
You know, yeah, yeah. But there were things in it. Let's just say that I normally edit out when I upload the show.
I'm just going to say to the listeners, and then we'll move on. Okay. I'll just say to the listener, and then we'll move on. We often get stuff out of our system before recording to kind of refresh ourselves. Yeah. It's like having some water between courses to cleanse
or a lime sorbet, a small palate. Lime sorbet. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Except with lots of curse words.
I think we needed lemon sorbet, pure lemon sorbet.
Yeah, or just pure lemon.
So apologies to anybody that did download it and hear what they shouldn't have heard. We apologize most profusely. We put ourselves humbly before thee.
Well, me, because I'm to blame since I edit the show. Gaz is, don't blame Gaz. You can blame Gaz edit the show.
For saying rude words.
I don't think anyone would be surprised.
What?
That we say rude words. I think they were more going to be I'm just, all right, before we get off this, I'm just picturing a soccer mom, sorry, in your country, a football mom with their kids in the car going, hey, let's listen to this funny show and get a few laughs while I take you guys down to the movies or to get ice cream or whatever. And all of a sudden it's like beep, 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 beep. Yeah. She's frantically trying to turn it off.
And the kids are laughing their heads off.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The kids are loving it. The kids are like, that's what daddy says when he gets a flat tire.
Talking of flat tires.
Yes.
I mean, this we're seamless on this show.
We really are.
I am really, really, really fed up today because I have a flat tire. Now, it's my first ever experience of a flat tire with the new modern, all you need is this cheap little pump-up device and a can of this juice, which you put into your tire for repairability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of squirted everywhere, went all over the place. It has sort of worked, but I don't think it's going to be a permanent work. So I think that I'm not really particularly happy with the juice. And the tire, I'm looking at it now, it's gone back down. It's completely flat again.
Mm.
And
is that on your new car?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's a screw in it. So we've had Storm Dara come over, and basically where we live, there's lots of hills and slopes and there's lots of rubbish been washed down, and we've gone over a screw or a nail and it's gone in. But I can see it's flat again. And I now don't know whether I'm going to be able to get to the tire place because it's an odd tire.
Fortunately, you do have another car. So if worse comes to worse,
I do.
You can take the tire off and take it in to get it repaired.
I could do actually. That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
Okay. Don't get towed.
I hadn't thought just how clever you are, and you're really clever. Anyway, this week.
Yeah, when it comes to natural disasters. Oh, that guy. He's so smart.
Lots of Wilf wanderings and outdoor and indoor cycling. Ooh. Actually, you can see the bike behind me if I lean it.
Yes, I can. Side. It's a pretty, is that purple?
It's a blue. Blue. It's okay. Probably coming over on the camera a little purpley. We're in the midst, as I said, of Storm Dara. It's very windy and very wet. One of my tips is around guided access, something I never thought I'd use, Guy, but I had a moment where I was handing off my iPad to someone so they could use a payment app called Square.
Okay.
And it's great. So that'll be one of my tips. I'll go into that a little later. I've got my iPad ready to show you where you go because I can remember.
Nice. The tip.
I haven't written it all down, you see. So my Mac is constantly logging me out once it goes to sleep. I have no idea why, because yes, I have made sure that in system settings, privacy and security, advanced, log out automatically after inactivity is not checked. And I'm loving the fact that I'm getting notification of deliveries in Apple's wallet when I've bought products through Apple Pay. Really cool. Really cool. Anyway, how about you? I can see your mic. I can see your mic, Guy.
Yeah.
Your mic.
Doing something a little different this week.
What could possibly go wrong?
Here's the thing. Absolutely no surprise. I always hate the way that I sound when I edit the show. So I was talking to Dave Hamilton.
I'm going to stop you there. I just stop you there?
Sure.
I am going to ask the listeners to just send in their notes on whether they think Guy often sounds good or sometimes sounds really poor. But actually, I want you to tell us over the last few shows, because he's been fairly consistent. And I said to Guy, whenever I listen back to myself, I think I sound awful. Now,
yes.
Guy said, no, you sound great. And I said, that's the point. I think you sound great. So listeners, tell us. Send in a note, an email, whatever, and we'll tell you how to at the end.
An email to Guy.
Does Guy sound good? Because he thinks he doesn't, which means he wants to change things, which I'm trying to stop, of course.
I need to go out and buy more microphones. That's what it is right there. Guy needs more microphones.
He doesn't.
Anyway, so I've had this Earthworks ethos.
Yes, you spoke to Dave Hamilton.
And I spoke to Dave Hamilton, and he was like, well, don't put it, because normally when you're using a microphone, part of what is called good mic technique is to do what you can to try to prevent what's called plosives. And that's when, you know, you pop your P's or your S's get really, really loud. And this particular microphone does a really good job with it. But I was still trying to use what's called good mic technique by having it slightly off to the side so that it's not, you know, forced air into it. And he was like, no, don't do that. Just put it right in front of you. That's what I do. And it sounds so much better. So I get like the proximity effect. Another, you know, everybody knows what that is. And I mean, I'll see what it sounds like when we edit it. But I can, as I'm listening to it through my crappy earplugs that I need to replace because, you know, reasons. It's sounding better. It's sounding better. So we'll see. Now.
Good.
As far as what I'm up to, just as Thanksgiving fades into the background, as do all the leftovers, we're starting to get busy planning for Christmas. And I went down to one of the few local butcher stores that are still around here in the U.S. because everybody seems to just buy it from the grocery store, and their quality isn't all that great for meat. And I ordered, it's going to be like a 5 or 6 bone prime rib for Christmas dinner. And I've done this now for like 3 years in a row, I think. And it's a huge hit. If I can just get my son Peter and his friends, when they come over the next day to play video games, they get hungry and they just attack the leftovers like it's nobody. The first year I did this, I looked in the refrigerator the next day and there was like 2 pitiful bones just sitting there, but everything else was gone. And he was like, yeah, we got hungry. It's like, damn it. I wanted another prime rib meal. And that stuff is expensive. Anyway, getting off of that, I love my son, Peter, and he's coming over to help us with our Christmas tree. So I can't say too much about him. I bought tickets to see, and the reason why I'm talking about this will become apparent. I bought tickets to see this tribute band for the Eagles, and most people will know who the Eagles are, you know, Hotel California and all that.
Yeah.
And it's called Eagle Mania.
No, that's a shame. I was hoping they'd be called Seagulls.
Actually, that's not a bad name for a tribute band. That's very clever. And like most things here in the States, if you want to buy tickets to even some minor events, you have to go through Ticketmaster, which is like, so if any company should be investigated as a monopoly, it's Ticketmaster. Or do you guys have to use them too?
Yes. And I don't like them. I don't think we have quite as much of an infestation of them here as perhaps you do by the sound of it, but they are pretty much all over the place, and it is rather frustrating.
It is. If you want to see a Major League Baseball game, Major League Hockey, Major League here, soccer, National Football League, even the UFL, the United Football League, that I'm finally hoping I can go see some games this year, you have to go through Ticketmaster, and it sucks. I hate it. And they have managed to ruin the experience, seriously. Because all you do is you're holding those tickets and going into the event thinking, well, this is going to be great, but I had to go through Ticketmaster. You know, and that's the wrong attitude to have as you're going into, you know, what's supposed to be a fun event.
Yep.
Anyway, because I haven't used them for a while, because I hate using them, I had to change my password. And there were multiple non-intuitive screens to order. And originally I could not get them into Apple Wallet. Now I could see them in the Ticketmaster app naturally, but I couldn't get them into Apple Wallet. But what you have to do, you have to use their app and then you have to
hit
a button. Then you go to on your phone, you're going, instead of staying in the app, you're going to Safari Ticketmaster.com and confirming something else, And then finally, at the end of this stupid process, it says, you know, you go and you're looking at the tickets, and then you have to scroll up because, you know, it's not going to automatically just show it to you at the top like it should. Ticketmaster. You scroll to the bottom and it says add to wallet. And so I was finally able to do it. But it's like, why does it have to be this hard? I mean, they're only charging 25% to buy the tickets. And that's, you know, it's last thing before we get off of this about Ticketmaster. You see the price of the tickets. You get however many tickets you want. And you're like, oh, okay, these are the tickets I want to get. They tell you how much it is. You put in all of your payment details. And then after that, it's like, oh, by the way, here's a 25% charge for those tickets and the charge that the venue has on it as well. And $45 tickets ended up being almost $60, which, yeah. Okay, you know what? I'm a very privileged person and I can certainly afford $15 extra for tickets, but that's not the point.
That's around the same sort of problem that I have with these low-cost airlines.
Yeah.
Because by the time you've added all of the items on that you need to actually fly, and I'm not talking about luggage here, and I'm not even talking about choosing the seat, but they have the airport taxes, the cost comes a lot higher.
Yeah.
And I think, hang on a minute, I can't catch the plane from outside my house where I wouldn't charge you anything.
They just have them land next to the house and you just get on.
You know, if you landed, I wouldn't charge you anything. That'd be fine. But you can't do that. So the cost of the ticket is never what you're saying. So that really frustrates me. It's, you know, growl, angry face.
But it's like, if you know what those charges are going to be ahead of time, include them. Just include them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it wouldn't bother me so much.
The problem then is it actually puts people off buying them.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've had this same experience going through, I'm not even going to mention their names, certain travel sites that do that as well. And when I see those extra charges, and things like, okay, well, it's going to be an extra $40 to $60 for a piece of luggage. And if you actually wanted to sit down during the 12-hour flight that we have you on, it's going to cost this much. Oh, and you don't get to pick your seat unless you pay this fee. And it's like...
Well, it's the latest one I've seen, it's really good, is, yes, if you want to sit next to each other...
Yeah.
You're booking two tickets.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're going to get two seats next to each other.
No. And it's a scam. It really is a scam. And, you know, with all of the government investigations that they do over, and, you know, I don't want to get political, but a lot of the government investigations they do, well, let's say like investigating Apple for things. Okay. Why aren't you looking at Ticketmaster? Why aren't you looking at Amazon? Why aren't you looking at Expedia? Why aren't you looking at so many of these sites that 75% or more of people are using, and they get trapped into this cycle of upcharges that they have no choice, especially if they're not particularly tech savvy? Like when I see that, I can always go, you know what? No, I'm going to drive to Ohio. Screw you. You know, and I'll just do that. Or drive to Chicago. I've done that before,
anyway,
too.
Anyway, let's move on. I think we've been moaning in the past. We're just two moany old gits.
Did I tell you I have an Earthworks Ethos microphone? Did I tell you that?
You have now.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, that's what I'm using.
I'm going to jump straight in. I say straight in, you know, it's all relative. Straight into Gaz's snippets. Okay, so let me just move up the snippets in because I'm not using my iPad this week. I'm actually using NetNewsWire on my Mac. Ex-employee sues Apple for surveillance after being forced to edit their LinkedIn profile.
How are they forced?
Sorry?
How are they? Okay, you know, it's,
don't
they're
ask
snippets.
Questions.
They're snippets.
Apple Pay comes to a sixth country in South America. Uruguay. Hurrah!
Or is it Apple. Is it Uruguay or Uruguay?
Yeah, Uruguay.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Yeah. Uruguay. Apple's foldable phone is expected to save... Listen, wait for this, because I've got some more news later on this one. Apple's foldable phone is expected to save a surprisingly declining market. I know, how funny is this? A new report from DSCC highlights the struggles that
right.
foldable smartphones are facing in the market.
What they has that got to do with Apple?
They just endured their first year-over-year decline, and things are expected to get worse. The report notes one reason for optimism, though, is Apple's upcoming foldable phone. Apple, if you want to go into a declining rubbish phone market that nobody really wants...
Make a foldable phone.
Do you really want to do that? I've got a feeling the foldable phone market may be dead in a couple of years.
You know, before we get off on this, get off of this, here's the thing. You're right. No one that I know or have ever talked to has said, my God, I would get a new phone, but it's not foldable. People don't say that because the material to do so is not ready. People hear about the idiots that buy foldable phones and they get the little mark all the way across. No, I'm going to finish, damn it, Gaz. And people just don't want it. So until screen materials are such that it can be done relatively inexpensively without those folds, Apple probably won't do it. So stop blaming Apple because your product is rubbish.
They're not blaming Apple. They're hoping that Apple will save the market. Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are getting easier to buy into as Coinbase is rolling out a new integration today for purchasing crypto via Apple Pay. I think crypto is probably, if you want to go and do that and think crypto is on the way up, it's probably peaked for a little bit. Don't take me as any sort of financial advice, but it's probably peaked at the moment because obviously I think there might be a lack of regulation coming in the near future on crypto.
There's
anyway,
no regulation in the crypto market? I am stunned.
Apple shares new all-time closing high. So they rose $2.26 or 0.95% to $239.59, a new all-time closing high for Apple. I think we might hear a few more of those. WhatsApp will soon drop support for some older iPhone models. We'll have to wait and see which those are.
Yeah, the five.
Brazilian company. Still believes it owns the iPhone trademark as it awaits the trial. What are you laughing, guys?
You said Brazilian and all kinds of things came into my head that I just needed to stop. I needed to stop that process. Apple,
will you let me finish?
Yes. Yes, I will.
Apple delays HomeKit support for robot vacuum cleaners to 2025. When Apple announced iOS 18 in June at WWDC, the company unveiled some robot vacuum cleaners, but that has been postponed until 2025. I wonder why. Robot cleaner, turn on. Robot cleaner, turn off. Right. I mean, that's all these things
do. It's a complicated process.
Folding iPhone, should Apple make a flip or a fold? For anybody not watching on YouTube, guy nearly fell off his chair then. Oh, I thought you'd like that one after the back of the... He's now hanging himself. Apple offered Indonesia 10 million, then 100 million, but it now expects 1 billion within a week. We shall see.
That's a bad precedent for Apple. Apple should just go, you know what?
No. Yes. Yeah. No. Yeah. I think you're right. The Touch Bar's loyal fans have made a standalone successor inspired by Apple. The Touch Bar was a controversial Apple creation, to say the least, but now discontinued MacBook Pro feature is being revised in a way through a new Kickstarter campaign for a more versatile standalone product, the Flex Bar.
Yeah, two people will be very happy to see that.
Yes, yes. Apple shares hit new all-time closing high. Rose 306, 1.28% to 242.95, a new all-time closing high.
Way to go. There you go.
Way to go. Another car maker says it's committed to supporting CarPlay, at least for right now. I just brought that in because it says... The article says
it was Skoda, wasn't it?
It was someone else, but it doesn't matter. The point is, the first sentence reads, I've written countless times about GM's short-sighted move to ditch CarPlay on all its EVs moving forward. Meanwhile, other automakers like Ford have doubled down on supporting CarPlay and giving users as many possible options.
Yeah.
Interview this week, Hyundai executive Lapsi Boyle said the automaker is still maintaining Android and Android Auto. Slow down, Gaz. And CarPlay, at least for now. Don't like the at least for now bit, though, on that.
No, I'm guessing that that's something that the author put in. I don't think that the president of Hyundai... You know, besides declaring martial law, just decided to, you know, throw something in like, oh, for now, we're going to support one of the most popular features in cars today. It's like
talking about CEOs.
Yeah.
Car maker Stellantis debunks report that outgoing Apple CFO Maestri will be its next CEO. Stellantis, by the way, have just lost their CEO because of bad profits, etc., etc., etc. Apple Watch is getting Tesla app later this month. So you'll be able to, I think, unlock your car, I think, with the Apple Tesla. Sorry, with the Tesla app on your Apple Watch.
Okay. Yay.
Tim Cook has defended Vision Pro's sales performance with three words. Do you think you can guess what those three words are, Guy?
We like it.
It's an early adopter product.
That's more than three words.
What? Early adopter product?
No, it's a... It's five
That words. Was me. Sorry, that was me.
Oh,
that was
me. Okay.
That was me.
Okay. I can
early
count.
Adopter product.
Okay.
Three words.
Yes.
Apple shares hit a new all-time closing high. 243.01. Just incredible. Yeah, I know.
I'm so excited.
Apple Card savings account gets another interest rate cut. See what goes up.
Must come down.
Very often come down. Okay, Apple TV Plus on Amazon Prime Video now rolling out to additional countries following a launch last month of... Following a launch last month of in United States. What? That's dreadful. The channel is now rolling out to additional regions. Apple TV is now available to subscribe and watch within Prime Video in the UK, Australia, and Canada.
Canada. Before we go on.
Yep.
Success on something that happened here within the family. I have been begging my son, Guy Jr., to accept the invitation for going to iCloud and get access to all that stuff. Well, he finally did it, and I get this frantic email from him saying, oh, I need your email account and your password for iCloud. And it's like, no, I'm not going to do that. That's really stupid. I said, look, and he doesn't have an Apple TV. He has the app. I said, just go into the app, sign in with the same email that you gave me, and it'll just work. It was like 5 minutes later. Oh, it just worked. It was like, yes.
Well, I share with about five, I think.
I think the limit is six.
Yeah, it might be
five. That's
or six,
very,
yeah.
That's actually, you know, all things considered, because you're sharing your apps, you're sharing whatever, you know, content that you
storage,
subscribe to through Apple TV, your iCloud, you know, all of this stuff.
anything, you're sharing anything that you've got on an Apple One subscription.
Right. Yeah. And it just works. Now you have to be careful because that also, if you don't have your settings right, allows them to buy stuff from your account.
You can adjust the settings.
Yeah. Don't give it to someone you don't trust. In other words,
Apple Wallet adds digital ID support for another state. This is now New Mexico, I believe.
Yeah. Instead of the old Mexico.
Apple Vision Pro has completely changed how Porsche unveils sport cars. It's no secret that the team members at Porsche are fans of Apple technology. Yeah, good for them. Are you ready for this?
Yes, I am. I've finished hanging myself.
Apple shares hit new all-time intraday and closing heights. It rose to 243.04.
Oh, yes.
Former Apple employees used a charity scam to steal over $150,000. Six former Apple employees have been charged with using a charity scheme to defraud Apple out of thousands of dollars. Apple has a program that it will match or double employee donations made to charities, and the employees came up with a plan to make fake donations and collect the money from Apple. You bad, naughty, horrible people.
Yes.
Along with us there.
They should dock their pay for that. Oh, wait. They probably don't work there anymore. Probably.
A Brazilian federal court has overturned an antitrust ruling that Apple... that would have required Apple to allow third-party payment systems into the App Store within 20 days. The initial ruling issued on November 26 came in response to a 2022 complaint from Latin American e-commerce platform Mercadoli Libre.
Libre.
The regulator had ordered Apple to remove restrictions on alternative payment systems and allow developers to market different payment options for in-app purchases, threatening daily fines of $43,000 for non-compliance. But Judge Eduardo Santos de Rocha Pentedio,
of course,
I didn't know that name was going to suddenly hit me in the head, of the 14th Federal Civil Court on Thursday called the original decision by Brazil's competition regulator, CADE, disproportionate and unnecessary. So well done, Apple. That's why they pay. Yeah,
well, I mean, you can already do it. It's just a question on whether or not you can use Apple Pay for other sites.
I'm not going to get into the
intricacies. No, we're not.
No, the reason, though, because it's in Brazil and we don't know quite what the intricacies are.
I know. And every time you say Brazil, bad things come into my head.
I know they do. Okay. This has really got nothing to do with Apple. In a sense, Microsoft discontinues the iMac rival Surface Studio 2 Plus.
Shocker.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm surprised it's got to version 2, to be honest.
I know. And five people were very upset by this decision.
Apple dodges a class action lawsuit over iCloud's 5 GB free tier and more, a multi-year attempt to establish a class action lawsuit against Apple over iCloud storage has officially been dismissed. In a new court filing this week, the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit tossed out the lawsuit and said the plaintiffs failed to make their case. And I am going to end Gaz's snippets on. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Apple shares.
They go up or down? Tell me. I'm pins and needles here, Gaz.
Well, hang on a minute. I'm a bit confused here because this is dated after my last one, but it says to 243 on the last one, and this says to 242. Apple set a new, intraday high of 244.63. And what was the last one?
243.
Yes. So there you go. And that is the end of Gaz's snippets.
Nothing about Brazil.
Okay, so, good. But, Guy.
Go. Yeah.
I have a Gaz's link.
Good.
Okay, I've titled the link, A Little Late, methinks. And
I love that URL. I'm looking at the URL for this, and I'm just like, oh, my God. Go ahead. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, so the URL takes you to a 9-to-5 Mac page, and it says data brokers may be banned from selling your personal data without good reason. Data brokers may be banned from selling your personal data without legitimate justification under a new proposal by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB. This is in the States, of course. Back in the summer, it was revealed that one of these brokers was hacked, resulting in the compromise of personal data for every person in the US, UK and Canada. Not quite true. The every person there is not quite true.
Was it still hashed?
But, well, no, it wasn't. It's not every person, Guy. They can't say every person because it wasn't every person. It was a lot of data, but it was multiple data points on single people as well. And because it was something like 9 billion or some ridiculously high number. But what it was multiple points of certain people. So anyway.
Well, I do know That aside,
I think my heading still stands.
Okay.
A little late.
A little bit. It didn't stop him from sending an email to my cat. How dare you?
And that is the end of Gazzy's link.
Yeah, my cat didn't do anything to you that I know of.
How do you know that your cat reads the emails?
Well, he has me read it to him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right.
So
silly me.
Yeah. There's lots of like cheese sites and, you know, cat toy sites. And it's like, damn it. Come on, Jelly. Stop going to those sites.
Jelly cat.
Anyway. Yeah.
Anyway, go on. Have we got a link into the next segment?
We do. We're going to talk about intelligence.
Right. But have we got a link into the next segment?
Do we?
I try and
yeah. Tell me,
do we have any bumpers into the next?
Oh, segment? We do. You want to do? See, I keep thinking we do that after, but no,
we did.
We're going to do that right now. Okay, I do have now. What we've been doing, and this is part of the lead up to Show 1000, is we're kind of doing these blasts from the past because we don't really do interrupted segments anymore. It's like straight all the way through. And we used to do like little ads and stuff like that. And we'd have these bumpers. And I don't know why I'm saying this, because I'm sure I've explained it before. But
you have.
We used to spend a flipping bumper.
A bumper shouldn't take this long.
The bumpers are take much less time than my explanation. So we used to sit down and write a lot of funny bumpers.
Oh, he's going on. He can't stop.
So here they are. These are like all the old bumpers. So here's one. Here's one right here. Ready?
The one-hour show that takes 24 hours to record.
Exactly.
The G-Man on the MyMac.com podcast.
Yeah, case in point.
You know why now.
I want to talk more about my cat. All right. And in that same vein,
the reason why the fast forward button was invented, the G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast.
And I got one more. Just one more. Here we go.
Taking mediocrity to its highest level, the G-Men on the MyMac podcast.
See, that's what we're talking about when we want you to send us bumpers that are funny and insulting. I mean, don't sit there and say the G-Men, their breath smells. You know, I mean, we don't necessarily need to know that. I mean, it's true, but we don't necessarily need to know it.
However accurate that may or may not be.
Yes, exactly.
It's not funny.
It's not funny to me, I'll tell you that. When the wife is like, "Ugh, God, garlic for breakfast again." All right. And we're going to go from that to
intelligence.
Yeah. Okay. There's a new version of the macOS 15.2 Tall Trees Sequoia that's coming out next week. And finally, it's going to introduce several new features and improvements with a focus on Apple Intelligence capabilities. And so some of these features that are coming, finally, that have been on the phone for a while. Have you messed around with Image Playground on your phone?
I don't think I can, because I don't think I've got a powerful enough phone.
Oh, okay. Well, it's kind of fun. Is it like...
It's only on certain phones, isn't it? It's only on the 15 well, some Pro of the, or upwards.
Well, I've got... I bought a 16. You're on, what, a 14 or a 15?
No, I'm on a 15, but it's not a Pro.
That's frustrating. That's very frustrating.
Well, you know, only in so much as I can't use it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's great. So I'm sorry you can't use it. No, it's you know... Just trying to make Gaz feel better. Oh no, it's no thing. It's really not that big a deal.
And what can you do in AI?
Well, you can create playful images in seconds, choosing from animation, illustration, or sketch, and it's built into apps like Messages, and it's also available on the phone as a dedicated app. So that's going to finally come. And they're going to sit there. I know when this comes out, it's like, oh, you only have an M1? Sorry. So sorry. No.
It's like, no.
Well, it's supposed to come out. I don't know. I don't know if it's limited to particular apps or particular Macs or not. Also, ChatGPT integration. Users can allow ChatGPT to access writing tools and other features for enhanced responses. So if you write for crap, hey, ChatGPT is in there to give you just bad sentences, like we heard some of in... I just know some of those headlines that you had in Gaz's snippets were like, okay, yeah, you used ChatGPT for that. Didn't you, unknown author at unknown website? writing tools improved proofreading, rewriting, and text summarization capabilities. So, and I'm sure this is going to work just as well as Siri does. Yeah. Speaking of which... Improve Siri, new design with better context understanding between requests. Yeah, believe it when I see it. Other enhancements, a weather widget. It's going to add.
Do you know, I was hoping you were going to leave it there and just say other enhancements.
Yeah. How about just working? How about that?
Yeah, just other enhancements. Oh, like stuff.
And stuff.
And stuff.
Well, what am I
paying for? Well, other enhancements and stuff.
Yeah, and stuff. Gaz, you'll be happy to know that in your menu bar, there'll be a weather widget. Wow, so you can just check the weather.
I can widget the weather
whenever you
till the cows come home.
Right. But it's going to be in the menu bar. So you can't get rid of it ever. It'll be there forever.
Well, that's where some of these menu bar apps kick in then, isn't it?
Yeah, they do. It's kind of like, can you just make that go away? Please? AirPlay improvements, new screen sharing options. Find My updates. Item locations can now be shared with others. Okay. Safari upgrades. New background images for the start page. An HTTPS upgrade for secure connections, which is good. New background image for start page. Photos app. Favorite albums appear in the utilities collection. All right. You know, some of these, it's like, wow, we're doing this. And I'm just kind of like, I don't care. I just don't care. I'm glad you're updating the Photos app. I would prefer to see like new filters and things like that. But, you know, hey, you can have an album in some other part in the sidebar. It's like, I don't care. Just do it. Don't make it part of like, wow, this is great, because it's kind of a snore. Notable omissions, Gaz.
Ooh.
Ooh. Genmoji. Feature is available for the iPhone and the iPad, but not yet ready for the Mac. Okay. Mail app redesign, which is currently exclusive to the iPhone. Thank God. And have you, you're on, it, oh, you probably don't
what?
Get it on your phone. The way that they have what? The mail redesign now, it's not just a summary that they do. It summarizes your inbox.
No, I haven't got that.
You have to hit a separate button to see all your mail.
Right.
I'm not a big fan of that.
It's like, surely you can turn it off, though.
No, probably. Surely. I just haven't bothered to look. It's just like, God damn it. Mail. Give me mail.
You know, this is the thing. Very often, if it's that clever, right, all of this stuff, which, you know, it's not really. Let's be honest. It's really. Just coding. It's just finding stuff from else. It's just copying it and saying, oh, it'd be clever if this was amalgamated. Although eventually I think we'll get to a point where it's only computers that are going out on the web. So whatever it brings back will just be an amalgamation of that, which means we'll actually get less and less choice eventually. But if it's that clever, why doesn't it say, you previously had your inbox and methodology of looking your emails like this. Here's a new way to do it. Would you like us to continue? And would you like us to ask you in a month if you'd like to go back to the old method, or in a week or whatever?
Or just ask us to change.
Not that clever. Or would you like just to go back to the old way?
Yeah.
No.
It's like,
No. Steve? Steve?
Yeah.
What do you think to that?
No.
Exactly. And I can almost hear, like, this is the way you are going to do it now. And you will enjoy it.
You're holding it wrong.
You're holding it wrong. Yes. And say it with me, Gaz. Mac OS 15.2 also includes various UI tweaks, bug fixes, and performance improvements.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant. Like, it's like they could have gotten away with just saying that at the end. They say, oh, yeah, it's great now. You know, yeah. It's terrific. You like it? You don't like it? Too bad.
Too bad. Absolutely too bad.
Yeah. So that's coming up probably next week. If you like the way your computer is now, don't update because it's going to make some changes. And, you know, honestly, I think in the omissions part, the Genmoji is just like, why is that so hard? You've got it on a phone with a lesser processor and a lesser graphics, thing.
Capability.
Yeah. So why can't it be on the Mac? Other than you don't care, you know.
No, I don't.
No, not but you. I mean, Apple.
No, but we do really, don't we?
Oh, we do. Oh, crap. I wasn't even ready. Here we go.
Hit it. Gaz's tips.
Most important.
Gaz's tips.
Most important.
Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's tip. Okay, I've actually got two tips for you this
Ooh,
week.
Ooh, nice.
Two tips. Two tips, not Gaz. One. That's what they call me, two tips, Gaz.
Two tips, Gaz. That's your Western cowboy name. Look out! Here comes two tips, Gaz.
Show guy, my first chip. Ping, ping. Sometimes on the Mac, I have some invoices which I use for my rugby society, mm-hmm. which I send out for covering certain items. And I don't do lots of them, so I haven't got a template set up which opens a new item and then I can save it as something else. What I do is I open up a previously set one which I know is going to be quite close, and we very often had duplicates, so I'll just go back into that. And what I have to do is go on the menu bar, I go to edit or file, and then I click on duplicate, or you can actually, it comes up with a duplicate. Yes, on the file, I think it's file save as or whatever it is. But it doesn't come up as save as, because sometimes I just want to open a file and then save it as something else. Because I do use one which I call a template, but it isn't really a proper template, you know, by going into the file and it automatically creates a new one. I just want to use a previous one and then save it as a new item. Well, guess what, guy? I was getting quite frustrated because it said duplicate. Well, I didn't really want to duplicate it. I just want to save it as this new version or as a different version.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If you press the option key, duplicate changes into save as. Hey, voila. Now, I don't know how many applications where this is applicable, but certainly in Pages it's applicable, and it's not saved my life, but it just makes me feel better that I can hit the option bar and it comes up as save as. Well done, Apple. Thank you.
Except it's annoying that it doesn't do it. Yeah. Like, why can't it just be in the menu bar?
Now,
good God.
The one that I mentioned at the start was guided access. So what I've had this opportunity to do was actually hand over my iPad to somebody else. And I thought, if they press certain buttons, they'll get out of that app. They won't know what they're doing. They won't have a clue. They'll come back going, oh, whoa, what's happened to the app? So I thought, right.
I'll hold a knife to their throat. No.
I thought, I'm sure there's a way of just leaving it in that particular application. And this application is a Square, which is a money transaction application process. And there is. You go into settings, you go to accessibility, you scroll down to the bottom, and it says, where is it? Guided access. You click on guided access, and then it gives you certain options. And then you press your, I think it's your home button on the iPad, or it's the side button on your phone. If you need to, when you go into the app, you then need to activate the guided access. Because obviously it doesn't automatically just go guided access when you go into an application. So you have to instigate it. But it tells you how to instigate it on each individual iOS device. So you instigate the guided access, and then the person can't get out of that particular app. It stays in that app until you cancel the guided access by either triple clicking, and then it will ask for a password. So when you set the guided access up and when you instigate it, it then says, put a password in, and you can set the password up. I think you can also use some sort of, you know, facial recognition or finger ID as well to use it. And then it stays in place, and you have to then put your password that you set up or facial or fingerprint recognition to get back out of it. And I just found it really useful, and it worked a treat. And also, if you... And certainly for this particular access, if I didn't have guided access on it or this application, if I then put my screen down, I then had to sign back into the screen. Well, when I put my screen down, rather than the screen itself closing off, it just brightens back up and comes back up in the application. Brilliant. So yeah. Guided access, it's in accessibility under settings, and then you scroll down, go into guided access, and there's various little options which you can put in there.
I'm sure there's a lot of like point of sale systems that just use that automatically.
Must be. There must be. And yeah, I thought that was really good. Don't you?
I do.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's the end of
getting dizzy.
Is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish?
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
There we go. Play those funky bumpers that I recorded.
Play those funky bumpers.
And you have a for pick's sake, don't you?
I do.
And,
I do.
Before we go any farther, don't forget to put that in the show notes.
Where have I put the pick's sake? Are you sure I've got a pick's sake?
You said you did before we started recording. I've got a pick's sake for this week.
Are you sure? I thought that was last week, and I thought it was a Gaz's link this week.
Maybe.
Gaz's link, it was.
Okay, well, maybe Carl has a pick sake. Oh, wait.
All right, Carl?
He's awful quiet this week.
I don't think he's got one either.
Okay, well, you know, let us down again, Carl. if you have, speaking of feedback, if you do have feedback, remember that if you've done something like an iTunes review and we speak on the show about it, and you need to tell us when you've done a review, otherwise we don't know, you need to send me an email so that you can get your Woo T, which is a big W, big O, big O, big T, little I, little E, exclamation mark. That is a Wootie. And I'm glad we talked about feedback because we don't have any. We do have a Mr. Cheesed Off.
Okay, that's not really feedback though. That's almost like a piece on its own, isn't it now?
It's becoming like a feature all of its own.
It is. It's a Mr. Cheesed Off feature.
We do, we love Mr. Cheesed Off. And one day, we're going to find out who he is. That's a gender assumption, and I'm sorry. We really don't know.
Yeah.
Unless he actually sounds like this. But we're putting all that aside. We do have a Mr. Cheesedoff, and here it is.
Hello, Guy and Gaz. Mr. Cheesedoff here.
Hi.
So Apple's gone and crowned Hysterical as the top new podcast of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
A seven-part series about mysterious illnesses or something. Well, good for them. But what I can't wrap my head around is how the My Mac podcast didn't even get mentioned. No, wait. I can't wrap my head around it. Because who's going to give an award to this freaking show?
Nobody.
Honestly, lads, what chance do you have when your award-winning content consists of two blokes? Yeah, I assumed. Rambling on about Apple gear half the audience can't afford. And the other half doesn't even want. Maybe if you threw a murder mystery in, or at least some high drama about a missing dongle, you'd have a shot. And let's not forget the competition, a slick, professionally produced podcast versus the My Mac podcast. A show where the hosts forget to edit the bloody thing before publishing it. If awards were given out for consistency and you'd have a trophy cabinet set to burn. So, congrats to Hysterical. But don't feel bad, lads. Maybe next year you'll get an award like most accidental technical issues in a single episode. I don't know. It all really cheeses me off.
That's two Ooh. People that have heard it then.
Yeah. Yeah. Accidental. Let's go with accidental.
Let's go with accidental.
Yeah, we're going to go with accidental. Now, we're coming up on show 1000. I mentioned this earlier. Honestly, there's no bumpers. There's no new, other than from Carl, there's like no new bumpers for the show. No. For the ever since we announced it.
But I sent you a load from Jim last week.
That's true. I forgot. But we need more because, you know, sitting here, well, let's see. There's a prize and there's two people. Yeah.
Someone's going to be upset.
Yeah, there's a $50 prize here for doing absolutely nothing than insulting two people. That's the only thing you have to do. And you can say whatever you want, but please keep it between 5 to 10 seconds. And if you, considering the opening of last show, must use naughty words, fine.
You know,
they will be beat.
I think we've exhausted people's bumper capabilities.
Maybe.
I think that's what we've done. Over the years, we've done this in the past. And I think they're just bereft of them now.
Yeah, well, what else can we say?
We sucked them dry.
Come on.
Of insults. That's what we've done.
You guys have more imagination than that. And remember, you can just write it down if you want to. I mean,
we can perform.
We can read them. If you write them, just remember, you know, we don't need, you know, my name was Ishmael. You know, it's supposed to be between 5 to 10 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. not Shakespeare.
No, it really is not Shakespeare.
Anyway.
And to prove that it's not Shakespeare.
The reason why the fast forward button was invented. The G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast.
I thought he was going to play another one.
No. William Shakespeare never said that.
No.
And he may not have said anything at all, but we're not going to get into that in this show. Now, Gaz.
Yes.
If people want to contact you and say, all right, stop nagging me, here's a bumper, how would they do so?
It's really, really easy. I'll best get on the first page, really. You just send an email, Guy, to Gaz, G-A-Z, at mymac.com. You can contact me on all sorts of social media types. I'm usually known as Gazmaz. If I'm not known as Gazmaz, I'm probably not there. If you can't find me on your chosen social network, then send me an email to gaz@mymac.com, and I'll let you know whether I'm there. I'm not the right declaration for calling me up. You can also contact both Guy and Gaz, both on the Twitters. I'm calling it Twitter. I don't care. And on Blue Sky.
Screw Elon.
As Guy and Gaz. That's GUYANDGAZ.
Cars.
One word.
Yes.
You can also contact us by sending an email to feedback@mymac.com. That's FWEDBACK.
mymac.com.
His name was Guy.
At my signal, unleash hell.
Guy.
Guy?
Guy's the one.
He's the guy.
Pay no attention to that guy behind the curtain.
They really don't.
I like to go with Guy. Nah. Do we know it was a guy?
Do guy was paid at 75 grand.
I was not.
Guy says.
Yeah.
You remember Guy?
If you want.
An email from Guy.
How would they do it?
No. No, 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 no.
No fool.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you.
I tried. I tried, folks.
No, listen, I keep track. I do keep track of that. If you want to send me an email, you can do so by sending that to at mymac.com. That's GUI at mymac.com. You can find me over on the Twitext. How about Twitext? How's that? Would that work?
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, Twitext. As either Mac Parrot or Vert Shark. I am also Mac Parrot over on Blue Sky. And those are, you know, Twitex and Blue Sky.
Oh.
What? Do we need something for Twitex? Do we need some kind of weird sound effect for that?
Possibly.
Yeah, well, right.
If I can make one up.
Okay, good enough. Those are like the two social networks that I kind of just follow on a regular basis. And just, you know, I'm on others too, but it's kind of like, oh, is there something happening there? No. Okay. So I just skip it and move on. If you would like to call us, Gaz, can they do that?
They can, Guy.
Tell
they
me.
They can.
Call 703-284-6777 for the My Mac podcast with Guy and Gaz. It's Tech Heaven. That's 703-284-6777.
Oh, okay.
No, I did that on purpose. I did that.
You can, just to put in a reminder, here's that number again.
Call them anyway. They're 703-828-4677.
So remember, that number is 703-828-4677. And if you do call that number, if you're outside the United States, yeah, good luck. Make sure that you include the country code, which is 1, and then put in the number. And you may incur charges if dialed directly. So, you know, there's so many different ways to send us audio that you should do those things instead. Now, after all of that, if you would like to help support the show, you can do so by going to Patreon, patreon.com/MacPettit. You can buy me a coffee at ko-fi.com/MacPettit or PayPal at paypal.me/MacPettit. I love doing this show, Gaz, but like with all good things or this show, it eventually has to come to an end. So here's the really sad, sad part coming up. Thank you. Thank you all so sincerely, no jokes, for downloading and listening. All right, that's a bit of a joke. To the MyMac.com podcast, we greatly, greatly appreciate the fact that you take your time to do so. And Gaz, I think that we're good enough, that we're Apple intelligence enough. Well, maybe. And that, doggone it, Wolf, not Wolf. Well, no, that would be a Wolf. Wolf. It's hard. Wolf, and Wolf are three words. Trying to say it in like order, it's really hard. But all of that aside, people like us.
I once had a dream, Guy.
Ooh.
And I was floating in an ocean of orange soda. It was more of a fantasy.
I greatly appreciate that.
A good end.
Thanks for downloading and listening to the My Mac Podcast. You can also hear other great podcasts on the My Mac Podcasting Network, like the Tech Fan Podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Geekiest Show Ever, the Let's Talk Podcast, Essential Apple Podcast, and the Club PlayStation and Club Nintendo Podcasts.
and then I forgot. Yep, that's what happens when you do something different. Guy forgets. That's never a good thing. It never works out well, Gaz. It really, really does not.
Tell me about it.
Edit. Okay, I'm recording now.
And I've had a flat tire today, and it's one of those doesn't where you don't get a what? Source application not. Yes, it is. Where you get the juice which you got to put in the tire, and hopefully it repairs the tire.
Yeah.
Well, it's semi-repaired the tire, but the problem is nobody's got the tire that I need. So I'm going to have to go in on Monday, because obviously tomorrow's Sunday. And guess what? The tire's going down. So whether I'm going to be able to pump it back up to get in there to get it repaired.
You have to get another can of juice.
Yeah. Yeah, I will do. Great.
Okay. You see I don't usually like to have my microphone. Oh, by the way, how does it sound? Does it sound okay?
Sounds fine. Is it a different microphone?
No. It is not. It's okay. The same microphone.
Shame microphone.
No, I did make some minor audio adjustments on the Rodecaster, but hardware is exactly the same. Okay. But I was talking to, I was listening to the show back last week, and it's so frustrating that I've got this terrific microphone. I've got a good, mixer and all the rest of that. And it was just like, why do I sound so not good?
And yeah, but that's to yourself, Guy. Everybody else thinks you sound fine.
Well, no, I was on In Touch with iOS on Thursday. And when I listened back to that, it was like, God, I don't know if that's like Zoom or something like that, but everybody never else sounded so
guy,
much better.
I never listen to yourself and make assumptions, because I hate my voice. I think it sounds crap.
No, you sound fantastic.
Sorry?
You sound great.
Yeah, but that's the point. I think you sound good.
Well,
so the point is, when you listen to yourself, it never sounds right and it never sounds good.
Okay. Well,
and I take it from me, you sound brilliant.
All right. Well, obviously I need a new microphone. Obviously.
No, you do not need a new one.
Well, I wonder, well, no.
I'll tell you what you need.
A psychiatrist?
New ears.
Oh. Yeah, that would help. Yeah. But, I was, because I don't know if you remember me telling you this, but one of the reasons why I got this microphone was because I saw Dave Hamilton using it like 2 years ago. And the change in how he sounded from like the time before, which still sounded good, to when he started using this microphone, it was like, oh my God, that's like night and day. But it was $700 then. And it was like, no. No, I spent $400 on a Shure SM7B, which I hardly ever use. And it was like, I'm not going to fall into that, huge, get a really super expensive microphone again. And then this came down to $400. And it was like, damn it. It's now within the range of possibilities. Stupid Earthworks Ethos company. How dare they? How dare they make a great microphone at an affordable price for me? How dare you?
How dare.
So I went ahead and bought it.
Yeah.
But the point was I was talking to Dave Hamilton, and normally when I use this microphone, I have it like over here, just right about here. So it like helps prevent plosives and stuff like that. But this microphone doesn't seem to have a problem with that. But he was saying that, don't do that. Just put it like right in front of you so that you get some of that proximity effect. And, so that's kind of what I'm trying this week. But it's the same microphone. It's the same mixer. I'm not rushing out and buying any more
stuff.
well, I almost said I'm not going to rush out and buy any more, like, you know, audio equipment. Then it was like, you know, Guy, every time you say that, there's exactly suddenly a big charge on your charge card to Sweetwater or to Amazon or to some other company. It was like, well, I had to get these microphones. I had to get these earphones. I had to get, you know, this, and this. And I'm really trying, Gaz. This is like smoking, okay? I'm really trying to break the habit. And it's not easy. Because I'll see one who's like, oh, look at that shiny. It is so shiny. And I want it. Mm-hmm. But no, do I need it? It's the difference between want and need. There is nothing other than maybe some better ear monitors, because these don't really stick in my ears that well. Other than maybe some different kind of ear monitors that are a little bit better than these, I don't need new microphones. I don't need new audio interfaces. I don't need a new mixer. I don't need anything. And maybe Thunderbolt cables. But, you know, other than that, there's really nothing else that I need. Oh, I need this. As I reach over, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that right there.
Anyway, we have got a crack on, so sorry.
Oh, well, you say that, but I'm still talking.
Yeah, I know you are.
So, you know, that's the problem. That is a problem, Cass, very much. Okay. Have you looked at the show notes?
You're joking. Not with the day I've had.
What? Oh, talking about show notes?
Yeah.
You haven't looked at them?
No. Okay. What are we looking at? So let's have a look. Mac OS 8. All right. So Mac OS 15.2, known as Sequoia, introduced several. Okay. Apple Intelligent Fears, play around chat. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Cool. Okay. Finally, some intelligence. Okay. Are we apologizing for last week?
Yeah, but we can do that after the intro.
Yep. Okay.
I really don't want to call it too much attention to it because I'm so embarrassed.
No. Yeah.
There were some choice words in there, Gaz. There really, really was. I'm wondering how many people actually downloaded it. I'm hoping not that many. But I guess I haven't gotten any other than from Carl, thank God, like within 30 minutes of it going out. Hey, where's my... Oh, okay. Okay, there we go. All right, so I got Mr. Cheesed off in. I've got like two or three bumpers that I can play.
Yeah, I'm up to date on all the bumpers that Carla sent over, which are new ones.
Oh, okay. Well, those need to go like in the feedback section. Do you have any old ones, or do you want me just to do that?
You just do it.
Okay, because I have a couple.
I'm in meltdown at the moment, so you just do it if you've got them.
Okay. Do you want to do the title or do you want to do the intro?
What did I do last week?
You did the intro last week.
I'll do the title then.
Okay. Well, let me do a stop and save. Okay. Stopped and saved. Because and saved. I do not want to repeat of what happened last week. That was so bad. And I listened. I did listen to it after.
I tried to. I was cringing too much.
Oh, it was like, I said that word again.
What was I going to say?
I don't know.
Say something.
If we don't actually record the show until after Christmas, actually, it's going to be after Christmas at this point anyway.
Yeah.
That's fine. You know, it's the holiday season. People have things to do. You know, it's a busy time. So if for some reason, you know, either you or I can't record a show, and we don't get to show 1000 until, you know, some point in January, I'm not that fussed.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sure people will understand. Sorry. It's just sometimes the things I say.
Crack you up.
Just crack me. It's like when you say Brazil, I don't even want to tell you what goes through my mind. Every single time you say, I literally have to go, no, no,